Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Very busy day here today on a Friday. It is Open Line Fridays. We're going to be taking your phone calls today. Got a lot of phone numbers all throughout here in just a moment. But in about a half hour, we're going to be joined by the Doctor of Lucha himself. Steve Sims is going to be on the show. We have a lot of news to talk about regarding Alberto Del Rio, who is the current AAA Mega Champion, but he is also signed to WWE. And AAA was under the impression that he was going to be able to return and drop the Mega title, but WWE then proceeded to book him on every single solitary show that they could. No idea when he's going to go back to drop that title. We're going to talk all about that, plus the extremely lucrative deal that WWE signed Alberto Del Rio to. That is going to be coming up in about a half hour with Dr. Lucha Steve Sims. We'll also talk all of the other news south of the border, what's going on with Mystico, etc. In the meantime, your calls. The studio line, 425-488-0525. That is 425-488-0525. You can also call us toll-free at 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411, toll-free. And you can send us a text message, text messages only to this number, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. A lot of news about Lucha Underground, television ratings, a suspension in mixed martial arts to Rusamar Palhares, and so much more. Coming up after the break, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
I remember it like it was yesterday. As I downloaded the Geico app, a bluebird landed on my finger. I said, "Hey, Mr. Bluebird, did you know you can add a car to your Geico policy with just a tap of your finger? Just scan the VIN number. It's so easy." After that, we watched the sunset together and ate birdseed. The birdseed tasted super weird, but the sunset was nice.
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game, so blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to take football to a whole new level. Put the excitement back in the game and put your money where your mouth is. Real Vegas odds and incredible player props make MyBookie your best bet this season. Did the game already go off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live betting on all your favorite sporting events. Create your account today. Right now, the baseball playoffs are in full swing. Don't just watch the game, be a part of it. It's time to get off the sidelines and start winning today. We guarantee fast, convenient payouts over the phone or online. MyBookie is the best website for all of your wagering needs. Call now at 844-900-BETS. Enter promo code USA. That's USA. And receive a 100% bonus. That's 844-900-2387. Or go online to MyBookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Steve Sims is going to be on the show in about a half hour talking Alberto El Patron and what is going on with him. We'll also take your phone calls today. It is Open Line Fridays, 425-488-0525, toll-free, 844-411-5411. And this here from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Situation with Alberto Del Rio and AAA no longer looking good. As WWE has confirmed that Del Rio will be working Monday's Raw in Denver, as well as SmackDown on Tuesday in Colorado Springs, and then going on the entire European tour, working on the Roman Reigns half of the tour. AAA was under the impression that Del Rio would be fulfilling most of his advertised dates with the promotion, starting with the Monday TV taping in Nuevo Laredo, would be missing Raw. The other taping date he was advertised was November 15th, and he is booked that day in England, and then traveling to Greenville, South Carolina from there. So it appeared to be very difficult to reroute him to Mexico. At this point, it appears AAA will be lucky to even get one date with him to drop their mega title. Is this really surprising?
I don't think so at all, especially when you look at the number that was reported in this week's Wrestling Observer newsletter of roundabouts, $1.4 million for Alberto Del Rio. Alberto Del Rio is looking great. Alberto El Patron, not so much. I guess it really shouldn't be a surprise, even if you are AAA, even if they gave you lip service. When you look at the amount of money he has, when you look at the deal that he got, which is very, very much in Del Rio's favor, really is as much of a good deal for a worker as you can get in this day and age, as far as reduced dates for maximum dollars. And it's too bad, I guess, for AAA. They have had an awful year with the bus crash, the pay-per-view with Pero. It's been a terrible, terrible year for them. But they really can't be surprised. And I don't know when their next when did you say their next TV taping was?
Monday.
They might as well just go look. This is what it is. I mean, I don't know if you want to make a huge heel out of Del Rio or not, but I would. I would just put it all on him in storyline form and just say he walked out on you, Mexican fans, and you just try to stop it, cut it with a big exclamation point there, and then just try to move on.
$1.4 million downside for Alberto Del Rio. Downside.
And I guess explain that, too, for people who don't know what a
guarantee.
Downside is.
Every show he works, he gets paid on top of that. Every pay-per-view he works, he gets paid on top of that. Every TV taping he works, he gets paid on top of that. Merchandise, he gets paid on top of that. That's his downside guarantee. If he fell off a ladder and broke every bone in his body, he would sit at home and get tens of thousands of dollars a week. Alberto Del Rio. In the old days, guys like Undertaker, John Cena, they got a $1 million downside guarantee. And they were by far the highest paid people. Now, Alberto Del Rio, $1.4 million. We're going to talk to Dr. Lucha more about this in a while, but to the phones, the studio line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
I knew it was you when you called before the show started.
Yeah. My question is about the TNA World Championship Series. There's a rumor getting around Bobby Lashley that beat Matt Hardy for the title, but I talked to Aiden O'Shea, and he thinks that there's going to be a swerve that beats...
You talked to Aiden O'Shea?
Jay Bradley.
Yeah.
He said that...
You were discussing the TNA title tournament?
Yeah, he said that that's not the maybe happen, because a lot of times, you know, the bookers trick you, like when they had Lex Luger wear the WWF world title on television before it aired. You know, he thinks that's going to be something similar with what they're doing with Bobby Lashley. So what direction could you see them doing a swerve?
This is your question of the day. Where do I think the TNA world title tournament is going?
Well, who do you think is going to win? Like, what do you think the final match will be?
I, honest to God, Ryan, I don't mean to be a jerk. I have no idea. I have no idea who's advanced. I have no idea what the matches are. I predict Matt Hardy wins. All right. Well, great. Thanks very much for the call, Ryan. Wish I followed TNA better to give a better answer, but they've taped 5 years in advance, I believe, a hodgepodge of matches that they're mixing together to come up with a winner.
I can just only imagine them coming up, you know, with 2 weeks to go or with a week to go before the final. They air semi-main event matches or what is purported to be semi-main event matches, but yet have a completely different final when it gets time for it.
Can I get Aiden O'Shea and Ryan from Cumberland on at the same time and just sit back? That sounds like Radio Gold. To the toll-free line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim. Oh, your phone sounds so much better.
Oh, yes. I've got my landline now. I know Mike is excited about this, as I am, that cheerleader Melissa is coming to Lucha Underground.
I doubt he's as excited as you are.
I'm just so glad they've got her down there now. My question is, what kind of role do you think she'll have? Will she be more of an in-ring competitor or have a more... you know, more of the acting behind, you know, storyline deal?
Both.
Well, everybody except Matanza has had an in-ring gimmick. And, of course, Matanza's brother, Dario. I'll bet she'll wrestle. Probably wrestling men would be my guess.
Well, she can definitely hang with them. I'll guarantee you that. One other quick question. Is any truth to the rumor that there's going to be a four horsewomen in the WWE?
What do you mean by the rumor? What rumor did you hear?
There's a rumor going on that it's going to be Charlotte and Sasha Banks and Becky and another girl.
I mean, it's possible. I don't know. Here's the problem, Jim. They've talked about having the four horsewomen before, but it's WWE. And so they had, honest to God, this is not even an exaggeration. I think they had a half dozen different ideas about how they were going to bring up all of the women from NXT and do that Divas Revolution. They had ideas that involved Stephanie. They had ideas that did not involve Stephanie. They had ideas that involved teams. They had ideas that didn't involve teams. I'm pretty sure that they had different ideas for teams and what happened. So I have no idea. This is a show that's booked week to week. And when it's booked week to week, the guy in charge rips up the script every week and they do it again. So I wouldn't be surprised at some point. I believe, Mike can correct me if I'm wrong, I believe the WWE has trademarked Four Horsewomen. I'm not sure. But they've also...
I want to say they did, because which stems not anything to do with, you know, the legacy of Ric Flair's daughter or anything like that, but more to do with Ronda Rousey and that crew.
Because I think Ronda got, I don't know if I should say she got mad, but I'm pretty sure that she came up with Four Horsewomen, and then WWE trademarked it, and so she came up with something else that she trademarked, the DNB or whatever it was. But regardless, they can do anything they want whenever they want, and there is no plan. I mean, there are always plans. We talk about plans all the time, but plans change, and nothing is official until it's on television. And even then, half the time, it's not official, because they change it, like PCB. To the studio line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's Ed in San Antonio.
Hi, Ed.
Hey, I'm going to continue the women's discussion that Jim started.
Thank God.
I know that you watched NXT last night, and you saw two more of the three Shimmer Girls that were at the last taping, and Have you heard anything regarding them wanting to sign Kaylee Ray or Evie or even Chazza? This is, I know they've actually looked at the three of them a few times. So, and Kaylee Ray and Evie, I think, are two of the top 5-10 women wrestlers in the world right now.
In the world?
Really, Kaylee Ray, you just saw him get squashed, Brian. If you actually watch these girls have real matches, they are incredibly good. And I'm not even exaggerating. They really are that good.
I was impressed with Kaylee Ray, but granted it was a short squash match, and she did a great job. But top 10 best female wrestlers in the whole world? What about Stardom, Ed?
This is a hot topic nowadays. I'll take out Japan, but as far as North America and Europe, Australia, they're really that good.
All right, well, that's possible. I believe that with Kaylee Ray. Listen, I haven't heard anything about them having interest in any of them, but that doesn't mean anything. It just means I haven't heard it.
And since they brought them in and they've used other Shimmer girls, you know, Bailey came from Shimmer, Emma came from Shimmer. Do you think, and, you know, they mentioned that they send scouts to PWG and other shows like that. Do you think they will start sending more scouts to Shimmer tapings or Shine shows and start, since they realize that these girls can work and that they've hired so many that they might actually start doing that with Shimmer or Shine like they do with PWG?
It's possible, Ed. At least the one thing is PWG... there's a lot of people that live in that area, and I'm not sure how many people live in Berwyn, Indiana, or Illinois, or whatever. But let's head to a break. We'll talk about this more afterwards. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
You
are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Got a bunch of text messages here. You can text us at 425-780-7566. Poor Alberto Del Rio. This person here says, I'm sorry, nothing against Del Rio, but he isn't and never will be on the Taker, Austin, and Rock level. Am I missing something? I don't see his popularity in Mexico justifying that number. He's a tall, handsome Mexican. Like me. Why wouldn't you pay him $1.4 million? I didn't sign him, everybody. What are you mad at me for?
Carries himself like a star. Who you should be upset with would be WWE for not doing a good job in either creating or acquiring or whatever when it comes to Latin stars. And it's bizarre. It's really, really bizarre to think that one of the reasons that they wanted Carlito or still do want Carlito is just because they want somebody who can speak Spanish, which if you think about it, that's not really a reason to give someone a job unless you need a translator or something like that. Because it's almost like a stereo. It's happened so much where not everybody who speaks Spanish is the same. Not all cultures are the same because you speak Spanish. You know, you want to see two forces go at it. Go to a match with a boxing match with a Puerto Rican and a Mexican. You're going to see there's a divide in people. And we, generally in this country, this has all been lumped together. It's still what WWE is doing. They're just lumping everything together. We need Latin stars. And they're just kind of grabbing at straws. Now, they're lucky to get Del Rio, who is a legitimate star. And I know there are people who are they don't like Del Rio. They didn't like his run. They are not enamored with him whatsoever. But the bottom line is, you need to try to go out of your way when so much of your fan base, is Latino and is Mexican-American and is on the border. You need to take care of those people, and they just haven't. I mean, it's almost to a comical degree they haven't.
It is comical. Let me say something here real quick about the comical nature of this Mike just mentioned. I'm going to try and say this without violating the FCC, any of their... So get your finger on the dump button there, Dom. I'm not going to swear. But seriously, think about this. They're paying this guy $1.4 million, right? $1.4
yes.
million downside. That's the minimum. Meaning, because he's been on television pay-per-view, he's already made more. So, when Alberto Del Rio left WWE... because he slapped the holy hell out of some guy that made a racist comment in catering. I saw Del Rio in Mexico. I saw Del Rio in Ring of Honor. I saw Del Rio in Lucha Underground. I saw Del Rio everywhere. And you want to know what? He was like Robin Hood. He was a hero. Everywhere that he went, I was blown away by the reaction to Alberto Del Rio. Now, WWE is making a lot of money, as we talked about yesterday with Chris Harrington. They're doing very, very well. And Raw on Monday was a good show. But you want to know what? Sometimes these people are numbnuts. They've got John Cena, their top guy, and everybody boos John Cena. And they refuse to turn the guy. They want him to be the top babyface star. So they try all sorts of tricks to get people to cheer John Cena. Guess who else? Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns gets booed all over the place ever since Daniel Bryan got eliminated from the Royal Rumble. Now, mind you, Roman Reigns didn't even eliminate Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan just got eliminated, and everyone turned on Roman Reigns, and they've hated him ever since. But this company wants him to be a top babyface star, and so they won't give up. They won't quit. They won't turn this guy. They're going to keep pushing him as a babyface. So, finally, you get Robin Hood. You're paying $1.4 million for this guy, who's gone all over the place and been a hero to the Hispanic fan base. And your bright idea when you bring him back is you put him with Zeb Coulter and you explain to him that you want him to be a strong heel. Okay, fine. Great, whatever you want to do. But then he comes out of the pay-per-view against John Cena, mind you, and he's beloved. And then on Raw, he comes out, and guess what? He's also beloved. And so finally, you have a man that the fans really want to cheer. And so instead of just going with it, instead of just saying, finally, we got a guy that everybody is going to cheer, no, he's got to be a heel. You're paying him $1.4 million to book Alberto Del Rio, Robin Hood, as a heel with Zeb Coulter as his manager. Could you possibly do this any worse?
Yeah, they'll figure out a way to. I mean, to be so tone deaf, to be so tone deaf, where look why, I mean, the fact that he was fired, look what he was fired for, and he should not, obviously you can't go around smacking people. Do I personally blame him for smacking the guy? No. From how the reports go, no. Now, you have to know you're getting fired for that. He did get fired for it. But I guess there was still a olive branch that was always on the table from WWE because, hey, they got to fire you because you can't go around smacking people even if they say stupid things. That's what human resources is for. But that's why he was gone. That's what everybody knows. Everybody knows the situation. Everybody knows what happens. Most certainly in Mexico, everybody knew what happened. You decide to bring him back in San Diego or in Los Angeles. The next night you're in San Diego, kind of have a high Latin population there. All of those people know what went down. And so your bright idea to bring him back is to put him with Zeb Coulter and basically, I'm assuming, tie into the Donald Trump storyline. Come on, man. You know, it's just, to me, it's like you're spending all that money and you're flattening him out to people who are just going, so what is he, a sellout? I mean, what is this? It's just, it's just incredibly stupid.
You know what else? Remember that pipe bomb promo that everybody raved about, CM Punk's pipe bomb promo? So Ring of Honor and AAA, because of the press in Mexico, and Lucha Underground, you have a more inside fan base than the larger overall 3 million people that watch Raw. One of the reasons he was so over is because everybody in those other companies knew what happened to him. Would it have been that hard when he came back and he beat John Cena and he was over like the second coming? Would it have been that hard instead of doing your stupid idea for Raw, which, by the way, that was a great show. Let me just preface that. I thought Raw was great. I thought the show-long storyline was great. I thought they did a great job getting over Roman Reigns. But would it have been that hard for Alberto Del Rio to come back and stand in the middle of the ring on Raw and get all of his frustrations and real-life feelings out about what happened to him and tell the story and then just proclaim that he's back? He'd have been a huge star. He would have been a huge star to the demographic that they're attempting to target with him for $1.4 million downside. But no, he's got to be a bad guy.
And not only a bad guy, now, I mean, and again, we'll see where they go with this, but, you know, Neville is a dirty immigrant. He's not like me. He's not
like
you, Zeb. Because we're in a Mexica or whatever the deal is of what they're calling the association. It's just, it's WWE, and they do some things very well. They have done a lot of things, especially when it comes to creative and what they've put on that television in the last couple of years. They've also done a really bad, bad, bad job.
Very quickly to the studio line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Sammy from New Jersey.
Yes, Sammy.
I'm the fourth horseman of the Wrestling Observer phone line.
That's right.
I don't have much time, do I? I sent an email to Wrestling Observer that you guys couldn't address. I just wanted to ask your opinion on if you think Brock, if Vince knew about the blood. If you watch the Austin podcast, Brock's quotes, and I quote, "Me here this time, I'm not involved with the people so much. I'm more hands-on with Vince. I want to know my role from the beginning. I want to know what his thoughts are, what he wants me to be. I just want to come and go. Tell me what I'm doing. If I don't like it, can I dispute it? Can I put a different spin on it? And if he's adamant about it, then fine. At the end of the day, I work for the man. That's what I do. What reason would Brock have to risk fines and more scars to his head simply to bleed at Hell in a Cell and risk once Vince wanted him to? It seems like go against his stated views about himself."
No, here's the deal, dude. Here's the deal. So you're going to get fined if they find out that you bladed. But how can they fine you if you accidentally got busted open?
But that's not my question. Why would Brock care? Why would he add more scars to his forehead and bleed, even if he's not going to get fined? Why would he, like,
well,
scar himself for pro
because
wrestling?
He can.
No, well, that, and also, if you listen to the podcast, I mean, Brock made it very clear, he loves doing this. He loves entertaining. He does actually love doing pro wrestling. He doesn't like the business. He doesn't like the travel. But he loves getting in the ring. Brock Lesnar is awesome. And trust me, nobody is awesome without loving what they do. There are many, many aspects of the business that Brock Lesnar doesn't love, but he does love performing, and he was having the final match of his career with a guy he really respects, a guy who put him over for the streak, a Hell in a Cell match, and listen, Brock's forehead is probably a nightmare in terms of, like, scar tissue. I don't think he had to hit the post all that hard to bust that thing open and start bleeding everywhere. So I think that was just his deal. It's Hell in a Cell. It's The Undertaker. It's our last time. I'm going to bust my head open because I'm Brock Lesnar. I don't care. And that was the story. Back in a moment with Dr. Lucha, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
It's the Yellow Tag event, and now is the time to find your ultimate adventure. Whether you're hitting the trails with a Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, the open road on a Can-Am Spyder, or carving snow on a Ski-Doo snowmobile, you can turn up the excitement for any season with our industry-leading performance and technology. Hurry into your local dealer by October 31st and save up to $3,000 on select 2015 models and get up to a 3-year warranty. Restrictions may apply. See your dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
They're out there. Gunk, corrosion, and wear. Relentlessly preying on engines. But new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline provides unbeatable protection from gunk and corrosion. And superior protection against wear. For the best total engine protection you can get. Stay ahead of engine threats with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline today.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, Mike Sempervivi, and yes, the Doctor of Lucha himself is returned to the show here today, Steve Sims. And Steve, I don't think you've been listening to the show, but we've been talking about Alberto Del Rio for almost a half hour now, his deal, AAA, the fact that for some reason they're determined to make him a bad guy despite him being cheered wildly for two straight nights right now. What are your thoughts on the whole situation?
Well, generally speaking, I think his value long-term is as a baby face. But
the most money involved is to bring him in as a heel and then turn him on somebody, whether it's a racist like Zeb Colder or whatever they have in mind. I think there is money around WrestleMania of next year to turn him into a major face. And then especially if they don't have any other Spanish speaking or Spanish language or Hispanic American stars ready at the get-go to promote as their big baby face. I suspect that's their plans. That's what I would do.
All right, so let's start at the beginning here. He signed a very, very, very large deal. Now, I have seen...
That's apparently the news. I have no reason to doubt it, but it's not often that you see WWE contracts discussed so publicly like this.
Okay, now, I have seen this guy working all over the place. He was working everywhere without a contract?
I don't know that he was working everywhere without a contract. Everything, I think, since he left WWE, except for Lucha Underground and maybe AAA, was on a spot show basis. He went on the MLW podcast to promote, I think it was the World Cup in like April or May or something. And I believe he had kind of the impression I got, maybe it was the impression I got from talking with Kurt Bauer afterwards or whatever, but that the impression I got was that he had a contract with AAA. Now, the contract he could have been referring to was, yeah, because it's based on money that's coming through Lucha Underground. I wouldn't have any idea if that were the case, but I was under the impression he had something.
I'm just shocked to see a guy working everywhere and getting pushed everywhere, and the next thing you know, he's signed to WWE.
Well, I can understand on the indies, but AAA, that's amazing.
He was the one that had all the power in the negotiations. He was available to independent promoters and or MMA promoters and or whoever as a really in a unique character, somebody who still had a WWE name value and touched a lot of promotional bases. And he is a very, very smart businessman and used his assets, ignored his debits, and drove the best bargains that he could for himself. And as I am learning, as more and more as I get through the business side of independent wrestling and this, there is money to be made. You can make a living on the independent side and just working spot shows without a contract to an organization.
Yes, but why are they using him and pushing him if he's not under contract and can leave at any moment and not drop a mega title back?
It's why AAA is, because they didn't believe he would move. That in my heart of hearts, they believe when they signed him that they had him for a period that probably in their minds was extending into next year. And I, to be honest, I'm not so sure that, and I think I've been very careful to watch or listen to a lot of different people on this. I'm still not sure they won't be able to squeeze one date, either in November or early December, where they can pull him out, even if they have to literally, you know, create a TV taping in Tijuana for this purpose. I'm not so sure AAA won't be able to find a date somewhere that Del Rio will be able to find a way and have one booking and be able to go. I don't know that for a fact, but it certainly wouldn't surprise me if they managed to find one show he could show up at. And of course, if they did, the card would be suddenly changed the night of the show and they'd have a title match.
Okay, but
Brian, go ahead.
I was just going to say, on the topic of that, let's say that they can, like you said, create a TV taping out of nowhere for him to come and drop the title.
Mm-hmm.
They were already under the impression that he was going to be there this Monday, and now he's not going to be. And WWE is booking him for all of these shows. So WWE, if you believe these stories, has already in some way reneged on their agreement. So are we really to believe that if they set up a television taping in December, Vince isn't just going to say, nah, change my mind. This guy ain't doing a job outside my company.
He could, and I'm not sure they will even set it up that far in advance. It may be literally something that they are able to set up at the last minute. I don't believe that there's any wrestler in WWE who works 7 days a week or 30 days a month, literally 30, you know, a night, a show every single night of the month of November. It could be worked out if they wanted to. My gut feeling on Vince is probably the same as yours, is that once he's out, once he's mine, and I have no malice towards AAA, but he's my wrestler now, and I'm booking him.
Steve, I got kind of a two-piece here, with the first one being, I don't see the TV every week. Is it possible for them to just basically have Del Rio turn heel because everybody knows the story anyway? Everybody knows where he is because he appeared on the pay-per-view in Raw, to just not beat around the bush and just strip him of the title and go, he walked away from you, we're moving on, or whatever a storyline would be?
Oh, yes, it's very possible. You know, the more creative you can make things, in this day and age, with as much TV as AAA has and as much TV, these are the only two promotions in the world that have national primetime, and AAA is a nighttime primetime, but I mean, it's on Televisa, the most powerful network in Mexico. These are the two promotions with the most valuable television time on planet Earth, and they've got a lot of time and a lot of angles and stuff to fill, and you know, at AAA's point, all you want to do is make sure you don't look like, you know, you don't hurt yourself with your fan base and look minor league. People understand in Mexico, are either a wrestler or a boxer or a whatever going to America and working. And I'm not sure the hit is going to be all that bad. I think there may be a very, very short term little hit, but I really don't think it'll be that bad. But they've got, they've got a problem. Their biggest problem is to find a heel that people want to see get beat by next year's WrestleMania, so, or Triple Mania. Really, this problem with Del Rio, they had him, and he mattered, and he helped, but it's not something. They have such an awesome talent roster now that it'll take them a while, but if they're really good at their booking, they should be able to keep their interest level up really nicely with Rey and the young crew that they've got now.
Can he lose the belt via social media? That's my question.
That's tough. Yeah, that is tough. That is tough. The more common thing to do is, if you know, as they say in America, in politics, and when you guys are way too young for this, but like the Tylenol scare in the early 80s and stuff like that, is if something really crappy happens to your company, the best thing to do is to admit it, get it over with, and get it behind you as fast as you can. So I would, if I were running the thing, just say, we wish him well. We hope that we get him back one day. The odds are good he'll come back one day. It might not be for a few years, but in the interim, he's gone to another promotion, which is fine, and so we're going to have a tournament for our title, and just take the hit. In 30 days, their fan base won't remember.
Steve, the second thing I was going to ask you on this is completely on the flip side. So he's back in WWE now. People see him back in WWE now. But, I mean, it's difficult for me to even put into words just kind of the wackiness of – so as – Brian and Dave talked about this week, they've looked to bring back Carlito because they just want somebody who speaks Spanish. And it's like, you know, the Puerto Rican fan base couldn't be any more different than the Mexican fan base. And WWE still seemingly on the surface has got this idea of, well, any kind of tan dude who speaks Spanish, who, you know, that's okay. Everything's interchangeable. I mean, almost bizarre.
One idea of what a wrestler looks like, and when he looks at a bilingual, I mean, he's trying to recreate Tito Santana, and everybody he brings in.
Tito Santana?
You remember Tito doing the bilingual promos and stuff like
yes,
that?
Yes.
And all of a sudden he's from Tacuba.
Babyface, like he was he was wickedly over. He's more over.
Was he paid $1.4 million a year to be Tito Santana?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you got to understand, this is a company worth $1.4 billion. It's not that much. People keep saying this $1.4 is a lot. It's not for your top one of your top five or six talent guys. No, he's just one of your best sales reps. I don't think it's that much money.
But I mean,
I think everyone's comparing it to what everyone else is making. Yes, billion-dollar company, it's a drop in the bucket.
You know, it's the downside is the amazing thing. But otherwise, I mean, they have five or six wrestlers that make two or more $1 million a year once you count in all the, you know, their WrestleMania money and their merchandise money and their
probably
TV
more
money
than
that.
Yeah.
Stuff,
but see,
so,
with that kind of mentality, I mean, you know those fans down there better than anybody.
He has the ability to do something that nobody else on the roster can, and that is bring in Hispanic fans.
But can he? I mean, with them having that attitude of, you know, any tan Spanish-speaking dude is what we're looking for right now. And obviously, you know, Del Rio stands head and shoulders above lots of other guys out there on the scene. I mean, I don't mean to sound, you know, too negative, but is this doomed to fail because they are so incredibly tone-deaf?
Well, I don't think it's doomed to fail because I think actually but the abilities of Alberto are sufficient that if given a chance, he'll make it work. I think the problem, and I said on this radio show with Brian for 2 years while in his first 2 years at WWE, the only problem they had is they kept beating him too much. They kept beating him and beating him and beating him, and finally he became a mid-carder because he was losing way too often. If they keep him strong and if they run a good storyline, you know, it's like, it's going to be another Eddie Guerrero situation where you have somebody that's like, if you give him a chance with his storylines and stuff, can really reach the top level. That's my opinion. I think he can do it all. He's you know, he's 38. He's getting older. He's not as smooth and fluid in the ring as he used to be, but he can certainly do the good matches that WWE needs, and they've got a great storyline sitting them in front of them if they want to run with it.
But let's go back to my rant from a half hour ago. Why, if they brought him in, and he arguably is more over the last 2 days, and granted it was the area and everything like that, and he was a returning star and he beat John Cena, but he's probably more over now than he's ever been in WWE. Why can't they just run with it? Why does he have to be a heel first? It's already working.
Well, maybe they speed up the face turn, but maybe my answer to that is they're looking at it the same way I do. The money is in a short-term heel debut and then a baby face turn off of that.
But they tried that once with him in this company, and it was a huge failure. The worst baby face turn of all time.
This is a storyline that you can only touch once in the entire career and run with it, and that's the racist storyline. If they do that, I think they'll make cross media. It'll break out beyond the bounds of wrestling, and it'll be a very, very interesting cross media thing that will really bring a lot of publicity to the company.
Donald Trump will make an appearance on Raw at some point, won't he?
Oh man.
Well, yes, he's a former WWE superstar.
But I mean, they already had a racist storyline in real life. It happened backstage in catering. I mean, can he not just come out and tell the world, and then away he goes as the top babyface?
I would use that. I would use it. I mean, that's the best. I mean, they're being handed a one-time only opportunity for a storyline that will really, really draw money. I hope they use it.
Hey, maybe.
I think they're going to turn him face, Brian. I think it's WrestleMania. You think it should be next week. I think it's going to be WrestleMania.
Well, maybe their idea, now that I think about it, is they'll get some numbskull in a catering vignette that makes a comment to Del Rio. He slaps him. He's fired in storyline, and they just try to make real life into a storyline.
Yeah, however they want to do it. I mean, they can do it. Actually,
Steve, stand by one sec.
I suspect a lot of different ways will work.
Okay, we'll be right back. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California.
dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here for the final segment of the show. Dr. Lucha, very quickly, let's get some plugs out.
Well, Figure Four Weekly, the newsletter that people read to avoid being thrown off a cliff by me. Each week, Lucha Update. This week should be very, very interesting as we are headed towards the CMLL and AAA year-end shows. And Twitter and here, what appears to be many Fridays over the next few weeks.
That's right. Hopefully a regular schedule here. At Dr. Lucha Jr. on Twitter. And Steve, thanks again for doing the show today.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And of course, everybody, we got to wrap it up here, but I want to throw out a very quick note. If you are a subscriber, or if you're not a subscriber, you should subscribe to hear Bob Backlund on the show yesterday. An awesome, awesome interview with not Crazy Bob, but thoughtful, honest Bob Backlund. It was a very, very fun interview. It's up right now for subscribers, one of 7,000 shows in the archives. We went over an hour talking to Bob about his new book. And I woke up this morning. I had a voice message on my cell phone. I have no idea how Bob Backlund got my number, but he called solely to leave a message saying, I had a great time yesterday. Thank you for the interview. And if you heard the interview, he added at the end, no man-made sugar. So remember that on Halloween, everybody. No man-made sugar. And we're out of here. Every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Back Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Thanks, Mike. Everybody at Byline, Steve Sims, all the callers and listeners. We'll talk to you again on Sunday. Wrestling Observer Live. Sports Byline USA Radio Network.